Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Praising God with the angels. Therefore, I glory in Christ Jesus in my service to God. Romans 15:17. You may know the heart of the gospel salvation in Jesus Christ. But do you have a heart for the gospel and a passion to proclaim it? After presenting the contents of his message, Paul shares the burden he carries for communicating that message to others. Motivated by a desire to glorify God, he wants to go where no other messenger of the gospel has gone before. David Brainerd, another of God's choice servants, was equally compelled to reach others for God's glory. Even a few weeks before his death, he wrote of his desire to serve God. Walk with David Brainerd, a deeply spiritual missionary to the Indians of colonial America. I do not go to heaven to be advanced, but to give honor to God. It is no matter where I shall be stationed in heaven. To love and please and glorify God is all. Had I been 1,000 souls, if they were worth anything, I would give them all to God. But I have nothing to give when all is done. I long to be in heaven, praising and glorifying God with all the holy angels. All my desire is to glorify God. There is nothing in the world worth living for but doing good and finishing God's work, doing the work that Christ did. I see nothing else in the world that can yield any satisfaction besides living to God, pleasing Him, and doing His whole will. Today's New Testament reading is Romans chapter 15, verses 14 through 33.
I myself am convinced, my brothers and sisters, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with knowledge and competent to instruct one another. Yet I have written you quite boldly on some points to remind you of them again because of the grace God gave me to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles. He gave me the priestly duty of proclaiming the gospel of God so that the Gentiles might become an offering acceptable to God, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I glory in Christ Jesus in my service to God. I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me in leading the Gentiles to obey God by what I have said and done, by the power of signs and wonders, through the power of the Spirit of God. So from Jerusalem all the way around to Illyricum, I have fully proclaimed the gospel of Christ. It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation. Rather, as it is written, those who are not told about him will see, and those who have not heard will understand. This is why I have often been hindered from coming to you. But now that there is no more place for me to work in these regions, and since I have been longing for many years to visit you, I plan to do so when I go to Spain. I hope to see you while passing through and to have you assist me on my journey there, after I have enjoyed your company for a while. Now, however, I am on my way to Jerusalem in the service of the Lord's people there. For Macedonia and Achaia were pleased to make a contribution for the poor among the Lord's people in Jerusalem. They were pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them. For if the Gentiles have shared in the Jews' spiritual blessings, they owe it to the Jews to share with them their material blessings. So after I've completed this task and have made sure that they have received this contribution, I will go to Spain and visit you on the way. I know that when I come to you, I will come in the full measure of the blessing of Christ. I urge you, brothers and sisters, by our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me. Pray that I may be kept safe from the unbelievers in Judea, and that the contribution I take to Jerusalem may be favorably received by the Lord's people there, so that I may come to you with joy, by God's will, and in your company be refreshed. The God of peace be with you all. Amen.
David Brainerd, the Apostle Paul, both shared burdens for the glory of God and the souls of men. They experienced the comfort of the gospel, but beyond that, they felt the compulsion of the gospel, the restless dissatisfaction of knowing that others had not yet heard. You enjoy the same gospel of life that transformed David Brainerd and Paul. Ask God to give you the same burden that ignited their lives to His glory.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.